All right, so I'll say, you know what, let's actually, so you know what, we're just going to go back two lines to page test. You don't have it on the handout, but I'll read it. It's literally two paragraphs. Issa b'gimara. So remember, again, this topic over here is emuna, avodas chaim. Si issa b'gimara, bach habakuk, ve'emidan, al achas. So remember, Habakkuk came along. The gimara over here in Maseches Makis is talking about the idea that throughout the ages, you had different attempts to go ahead and consolidate the mitzvos, even though we have 613 mitzvos, and even though every single mitzvah is important. But, you know, we've always had this tradition of, if you've had to consolidate the entire Torah into one mitzvah, what would it be? So, you know, of course, the most dramatic example of that is Hillel, with the person who comes to convert. Hillel says, "Madasone lecha lechavercha lo savid, behaftarecha kamocha, love your friend like you love yourself." That's the ikar. So Habakkuk came along and said that if you wanted to condense Kala Torah Kula into one mitzvah, the entire Torah into one mitzvah, the tzaddik ba'emunaso yisya, the righteous man, thank you, should live by emuno. Adam shelo zocha likonis lema'amakim apnimim sha'olam ha'avoda, Efshar v'haynu savor ki es inyan ha'emuna yeshtorach lahazbi rak la'anoshim sha'adayin lo zocho li kol b'soch tzibor shomet ranen. So remember, again, we spoke about this last time, that stam a person, you ask them, you know, who needs to learn about emuna? Who needs to learn about emuna? So, you know, he would say, oh, I don't need to learn about emuna. Emuna's like, you know, a person's like a recent Baal Tshuva, or, you know, a person just converted. You know, those are the people that need to learn about emuna. But me, you know, I'm a seasoned Jew already. I know about emuna. He goes on, he says, "Aval hu atzmo hari shomer Torah mitzos ve'odias yigimel ikarim ve'im kein pachos o yosra emuna sabura mufzak is dayos." He will say, we assume that if we're behaviorally Jewish, then by definition we must have emuna as well. Which, and there's a logic to that, meaning if I keep Shabbos, obviously I have emuna. Because if I don't have emuna, then why am I keeping Shabbos? I mean, you see, you could tie in a social pressure, you could tie in a whole bunch of other different things. But lamaisa, one could say on a most basic level, that if I'm observant, so again, I must have emuna. But Menachaber says over here, vizetos. But this is an incredible mistake. Vadai shekol davar tzarech chizuk. Kimeduma, shatos harishonah shegoreres va'akvosa. Eskalan afilos v'chosra atzlocha be'emes v'avodas Hashem hi choser hayidia she'emuna she'adam kibal miyankuso einena maspekes. Now you can turn the page. Dayo. So the first thing the Mechaber says is it's true. Meaning, if a person is an observant Jew, they're keeping the mitzvah. So does that mean that by definition I have a certain level of emuna? Sure. Because otherwise, why would I be doing all the things that I'm doing? But sometimes the problem is that the emuna that we were given as children is the very same emuna that we keep with us as we get older. Also, we see this in many aspects of our Yiddishkeit, that sometimes, you know, Baruch Hashem, if we're privileged or something when we're young, we never really allow that mindset or that ideology to mature. Rather, it kind of just remains in its childish state. Adam choshev la'afso, shetaspik lo avoda, shalchatzi shana, oshana, kediliyaseid ba'atzmo asamun. A person begins to think to himself, you know what, it's fine. I'll devote a little bit of time, a half a year, maybe a year, learning about emuna, but that should be more than enough. In other words, I'll do my time learning about emuna, and then after that, I'm good to go. Machshava zu nova'as mechos sha'avana ma'emuna. So of course, we'll say, as you're going to see, as we're going to learn, and the Jews learn something very similar in the morning as well, with Gan Ha'emuna, that emuna is a lifelong pursuit. There's no such thing as, you know, I'm going to focus on emuna for the next 6 months, and then I'm good. Emuna is a lifelong pursuit. Which makes sense, by the way. Why does it make sense? Because at the end of the day, you know, the synonym for emuna is
relationship.
Good. Relationship. So if you think about any meaningful life relationship, is avoda every day. So there's no such thing. A person says, you know what, I'm going to really focus on building a good marriage, shana rishona, the first year, I'm going to give it my all. And then I'm pretty sure it's going to be like, I'm going to coast after that. So we know where that coasting, people coast. Oh, they coast in all kinds of ways, right? And they coast in all kinds of directions. Right? But lemaisa, we know any meaningful life relationship requires constant tipul, requires constant intervention. A person says, I'm going to be a good husband on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. And other days, it's just going to be about me. Of course, the marriage is doomed. And it sounds enticing, but right? But the marriage is doomed. So same thing. So if emuna is about cultivating a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, again, it requires tipul. It requires involvement each and every day. Okay, so let's look at the second paragraph, page Yud. So before we go ahead and we define what emuna is, reishis namit es hanakuda b'deira. So let's first establish a particular truth. Tzadik be'emunasa yichya. What does it mean when we say that the tzadik will live through his emuna be'emunasa yichya? Perish shat tzadik hachi gadol. Afilu Moshe Rabbeinu shubechir hanavim anivroim. Iker avodaso at sof yomav lo haise ela b'nekudas emuna. So the way the Mechaber understands tzadik be'emunasa yichya means is that tzadik will only live because of his emuna. That a tzaddik is not going to live because of how much Torah he learns, and a tzaddik is not going to live because of how many mitzvot he does or how much chesed. Those are all important things, but at the end of the day, his life, or better stated, the quality of his life, is fundamentally dependent on emuna. If there's emuna, if the tzaddik cultivates emuna, then yichya, have a good life. If there's no emuna, then by definition, again, we're not referring to biological life over here, he's just not going to have quality of life. So this is even, the point that Mechaber is trying to make over here, is lest you think that the need to work on emunah is just by regular people, right? No, it's not by regular, it's tzadik b'emunosu yichya. Even the tzadik wants to be successful, tzadik needs to work on his emunah every single day. Yeshna omek lifnim omek b'emunah. So this is amazing. Yeshna omek lifnim omek b'emuna. There is something deep, something profound within emuna. Lo philosophiot. It's not philosophical, right? It's not a philosophical depth. And I'm both saying, you have to understand something. So Judaism in general does not really believe in philosophy. What do I mean by that? Because what does philosophy yield? Right? So philosophy yields philosophers, right, who in general then turn out more philosophy. Because, I mean, Judaism is an actional religion. The first time we really ever have Jewish philosophy is by the Rambam. And the truth is, the reason for that was because the Rambam was going ahead and really responding to the incredible proliferation of Islam. And the fact that Islam had, there was a lot of philosophical works regarding Islam, and Jews were being bombarded with this philosophy, and they're saying, hey, why don't we have any philosophy? The Rambam began to write down. And again, obviously, it's a value. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, the power of Yiddishkeit is not in some contemplation of esoteric ideas about why. Judaism is about action. We do. And we ultimately believe that if we do, at some point in time, the philosophies, the hashkafas, the mindsets, all of the other things come afterwards. But we're actionally based. That's why he says, low philosophy, we're not really, and as I was saying, if you notice, again, and this, you see this, by the way, as a trend. What's the trend? Like, if you look at some of the most popular svarim, it's amazing, like, it's very unphilosophical, right? Meaning, if you think about it, so whether it's foreign, like either Hasidus, right, or others, where again, what did the Baal Shem Tov do? The Baal Shem Tov writes in a very simple, I mean, his wording is not simple, and his concepts are not simple. But at the end of the day, there's a certain pashtos. You know, lumdus is very nice when you're in yeshiva. You know, you want to learn a Reb Chaim, you want to do this, you want to do that. But at the end of the day, lumdus doesn't take you very far in life. Right? Simple emunah takes you far. Pashtos takes you far in life. So the Mechaber is saying over the following. We have to define what is emunah. Avar reishis kol aleinu lahavin shenakuda ha'amitis shehi shoresh shel kol avodas Hashem eitzel kol yochid v'yochid v'lom shani mahi madrigoso me'a adam. So again, but before we, and again, you see this is his derech, Mechaber's derech. Before you define the concept, let's understand the importance of the concept. What's the importance of the concept? That every single person, whatever his madrega is, mea adam shenimtza chas v'shalom b'shaol tachtis v'ad ha'adam shezocha lios davuk b'akadosh baruch hu kimo Moshe b'nu b'chir ha'nevi'im zu emunah. We'll say the most important thing for every single person on this earth, whether a person chas v'shalom is on the lowest levels of the low, or a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, the most important thing in life is emunah. Zu emunah. U'kishyesh ha'ikar, nitalaham shechala. Once you have emunah in your life, you can build on that. You could build on that, but without emuna, so there's nothing to build on. Without emuna, there's no platform, there's no foundation. So whether you're Moshe Rabbeinu or whether you're going to be someone who's not a Moshe Rabbeinu, so the mice again, everyone needs emuna. Amarana Mashkiach Rabbi Cheska Levenstein is super. So he tells her about the great Mashkiach Rabbi Cheska Levenstein the following: Shepam leis ziknuso ne'emad alabima b'yeshivas Panovich. So Rabbi Cheska Levenstein was the Mashkiach in Panovich. One time said the following: V'amar kach, Rabosai, nar ha'isi ve'gam zakanti, hu haya karov l'shenaso hatishim. So this is actually quite amazing. So what happened? He was almost 90 years old. Almost 90 years old. So he gets up in front of the yeshiva. Ani kvar medaber asaros anoshem, asaros shanim, excuse me, al inyon ha'emuna. I've already been speaking for decades about the concept of emuna. Vani margish shimanu asiyach es atzmi kama dakos me'emuna, ani nofal ma'amari jirasi. And I feel that if I were to stop talking about or stop thinking about emuna for one moment, I literally would fall. I'd fall all the way to the depths. I'd lose my madrega. I'd lose my standing. Rabosai, now you understand the power and profundity of a statement like that. Rabbi Cheska Levenstein, right? 90 years old, Mashkiach in Panovich. Well, what was he in danger of? What was he in danger of? That he was going to learn 11 blot instead of 12 blot? I mean, what really? Like, what's going to happen? He's going to fall off the wagon? What's the pshat? But Elamai, what he was trying to convey is, and bless you, Emuna is a daily, bless you, Emuna is a daily avoda. And unless you invest yourself in it day after day, ultimately, again, you can't build. And if there's no foundation of Emuna, then Rabosai, it's impossible to build anything else, which makes sense. Meaning, if Emunah represents the relationship, what we're saying over here is for the rest of my Yiddishkeit to be meaningful, impactful, uplifting, cathartic, and everything else, there has to be relationship. If there's not relationship, then what am I doing? Then what am I doing? Then, so this is even before we define what Emunah is. The point that Mechara was trying to stress upon us is that Emunah is the Ikar HaChaim. It is the Ikar, it's the primary thing in life. Kasha Shomim Anu Ke'elu Milim Me'adam Shai Yadua Ke'echad Ha'anakim. Thank you. So when we hear a story like this about someone so great who's saying that his avoda, he has to work on his emuna every single moment, So when we speak about emuna, it's obvious that what? We're not just simply referring to what we call emuna pshuta, which is that there's a God. That's obvious. Avarish is called Tarshiyah Bar Ma'od Ma'od Ma'u Ikra Avoda Sadam Ba'olamo. So we'll say, so again, if what we've now established is that emuna is the Ikr, right? Emuna is the Ikr. The most important thing in life is to cultivate emuna. Good. Now that we've established that, of course, the next order of business becomes to define that concept. What does it mean? Yadua Shamashkiach Tzatzal Hayim Medabra Kol Hashanim Al Harbei Nosim. So Rav Cheska Levenstein, the Mashkiach, used to speak about many different ideas throughout his years. Aval Hanosei Shechazer Alav Heshkein Beherav. But the one topic, you know, usually every Rav or every Rebbe or every Rebbe, you know, or Mashkiach has their thing, right? We might talk about a bunch of things, but there's usually a particular Yisod that is core to that individual. So apparently, again, Rav Cheska Levenstein, the one thing that he always spoke about morning and evening, Nikudas Ha'emuna. So what does this mean? Kishahu page Yud Aleph. Kishahu Yegia, this is actually very beautiful, V'yeshivas Radin, Shalmarin Bala Chofetz Chaim. So remember again, Rav Cheska Levenstein learned in Radin by the Chofetz Chaim. Hushama, or the Yeshiva Radin, Hushama, Sicha Rishona, Me Rebbe Yeruchom. Zatzal, Sheshimesh Kimashkiach Ruchani B'Tekufas Hahi B'Radin. So he heard a shmuz by the another famous Mashkiach, Rabbi Yeruchim, who was the Mashkiach at this point in time in Radin. V'sicha zu aska be'amuna. And the sicha was about amuna. Me'az lo zaza mimenu osa nekudas amuna. So apparently, again, when they asked Rabbi Cheska Levenstein, so knew, like, what was it that lit your fire about the Emunah? What was it that made you feel like that you have to devote every single shiur, every single teaching, morning and evening to this? So he traced it all back to this shmuz that he heard from Rabbi Yeruchim in Radin, in the Yeshiva of Chavetz Chaim. Rabbi Yeruchim spoke about Emunah. ki kechol shemechin shemevin. Excuse me. Ha'adam shavodas ha'amuna he avodas ha'adam ale adamos. Because the more that a person understands that the avoda of amuna is the true avoda of man in this world. V'habinyan shal Torah, v'chein shal ha-mitzvos, miyusad agabeh ha-amuna, and he understands that his ability to create a beautiful and magnificent and enduring spiritual personality is all predicated on his ability to go ahead and cultivate amuna. Kach zochehu l'chios chaye emes. L'chios chaye emes. A person is able to live a true life. V'chichol shechoshefu heregidalti. Haregadati kecharedi ani yodea kvar sisodo se'amuna hari rocho k'mod me'anakuda midi shalacham. So we'll say, you know, we all know this in life in different ways. Sometimes the first step in life is admitting to yourself that you don't know. You know, this amazing Gemara Masechet Shabbos, the Gemara says, Lamad l'shon chalomar eni yodea. You have to teach your tongue to say, I don't know. So the Maharal comments, like, what do you mean teach your tongue to say, I don't know? He says, the hardest words to say in this world, and well, sure, for some people, it's I'm sorry, right? Or maybe I was wrong, but also I don't know. What's the pshat? Why is saying I don't know so difficult? I mean, they're all tied together. I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm wrong, why? Because they'll say, if there's one thing we like to think, it's that we're in control. We live with the illusion of control. We like to pretend we're in control. So we'll say, so one of the ways in which we create the illusion of control is through assuming we know everything. So to admit that I don't know something is a yielding of certain control, which is exceptionally different. The Maharal says it's so difficult, it doesn't come naturally. Most of us can't say I don't know naturally. We'd sooner make stuff up, right, and make it sound good than have to say I don't know. That's why the Gemara says, Lama, you have to teach your tongue to say I don't know. So the Gemara says, the Mechaber is saying over here that Lamaisa, you know, every single time we think like we're about to start the definition, he says, oh, one more step, one more step, one more step. So like now we have one more step before the pre-step, which is if the pre-step or step number one is a recognition that emuna is the most important building block in life. There is nothing more important. And we're pledging our allegiance to that concept even before we know what emuna is. The pre-step to that sometimes is admitting, I don't know what emuna is. I don't know. I'm pledging my allegiance to something that I know is the be-all, end-all of my Judaic existence, of my happiness, of my chiyus in this world. But I also think that I don't know what it is. Meaning, and that's true, even if I went to yeshiva and I have a background and I know all this stuff, I might know emuna from like when I was a kid. Maybe I was taught about emuna then. But I have to admit that unless I've done serious work, I don't really know what emuna is. I don't know what emuna is. So admitting that I don't know it at least opens the door for my ability to grow. So we'll do one more paragraph. He says, yeshno, omek, I'm sorry. Wrong page. Sorry, you're off. So I say, Bofen TV, Menasa Yitzahara, Lahat Os Esadam, Lachshov Sheikar Ha'avoda Trichalios Benosimachir. So we've spoken about this many times, that the greatest power of the Yitzahara, you know, the Yitzahara can't get us to sin. We're tzaddikim, Baruch Hashem, right? We're impervious to all the different, you know, pushes and pulls of this. I'm speaking on behalf of you, not for myself. Right? But you know, but the way the Yitzahara, the truth is, like, if you think about it, even we all make mistakes, but Lamaisa, even when I make mistakes, I know if I do something wrong. I know if it's wrong. So, and I know that if I do it once, twice, 27 times, there's going to come a point in time where I stop doing it. That's not how the Yitzhar derails us. The Yitzhar derails us ultimately, again, by creating misplaced priorities, by getting us to think that certain things are important, when in fact, they're not important. He goes on, he says, he gets man to think, your priority should be this. Your priority should be this. Everything but what I should be focusing on. Ha'echad Yikra lezeh musar. Echad achar yikrenu b'shem achar. Ulai tikun amidos midos ube'emes yeshnam kol minei nosim shenitein la'avod aleihem. So we'll say, so what happens? A person says, oh, I have to work on my midos. And this one says, I have to work on my tefillah. I have to work on my kavanah. I have to work on my chesed. I have to work on my tzedakah. We'll say, fine, one more paragraph and then we're going to stop. Aval anachnu banu liyasid es hanakuda pshuta. But I'll say, all of that is wrong. If someone tells you, you know what, my avod is I have to work on my midos. I have to work on my tefillah. I have to work. No, 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 no. We all have to work on the same thing. Es hanakuda shara'inu v'shamanu me'atzidikim shachayim imanu. Ulahavdo bin chayim l'chayim ilish shestaku l'beis olamim. Shanakuda she is chay sa'osam b'chol rega. Ikar hanakuda b'chayim zuha emuna. Shava la'adam limsor as kol hono kedei lahagia l'nekuda zu bilvad. Rabosai, the Mechaber says something that's exceptionally dramatic, which we'll continue with next week, which is there's only one nekuda to work on in life. There's only one nekuda. That one nekuda is emuna. Because once a person has emuna, everything else flows from that. And this is an incredible yisod. Because what the Mechaber is saying is that sometimes in life, we don't get the kind of traction we want. And we've spoken about this before, and we wonder about that because we say ourselves, I'm trying hard, I'm working hard, I'm not getting traction. So the Mechaber says, it's simple. Why? Because I'm focusing on the wrong things. If I think my deficiency is with kavanah and tefillah, so my entire focus is kavanah, my entire focus is Torah, my entire focus is Zohar, Chesed, I'm wrong. Those are manifestations. Those are symptoms. And I will say, it's the same way Chas V'Shalom, a person has a terrible sickness. And one of the manifestations of the sickness is headaches. So I take Advil. So you say to that person, you're a tippish. You're not addressing the illness. You're addressing a symptom, but you're not addressing the illness. So the Mechaber says, we all struggle with different things spiritually. But at the end of the day, the source of every single spiritual struggle is the same. It's emunah. And therefore, the only way to build up one's spirituality again is through bolstering emunah. So what's amazing is all spiritual roads all lead back to emunah. So therefore, the beautiful part is, if we're able to master this concept, understand this concept, create a plan to bolster it, then we see the incredible payros that come from it, not just in one direction, but in Meretz Hashem, multiple directions. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up bottom of Yud Aleph next week in Meretz Hashem. Shkoyach.